It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I brought some shells to show you today. Yeah, why don't we take them to the sand table out in the back? All right, I'll put them right in the sand. Hi, fish. These shells were found in the sand, so we might as well just show them to you in the sand. All different kinds. Oh, yes. You see now. Put this round one right in here. Fun to see all the different shapes. There are two little alike. Yeah. Look at this one. That is called an alphabet shell. I suppose it looks like old-fashioned letters on there. And here are two that fit together. See? Shells are homes where sea animals go in and stay. Many different kinds. Here's a tiny one. There. And this is a very large one. I'd like to scoop up this. And then my, oh, feels good on the hands. Whenever I play in the sand, I often think of walking along the beach, where the sand is right beside the big ocean with the waves. Well, we pretend that we're taking a walk along the beach in our bare feet, okay? Looking for shells. I I showed these to Mrs. McFeely a little bit ago, and she said she might come over. Do you hear somebody knocking? Maybe that's Mrs. McFeely now. Let's look. Coming. Oh, it's Francois Clement. Prince, come in.
How are you?
Oh, great. We're so glad you decided to set up the studio here.
Well, I am too. I was beginning to wonder if you were in there a second.
Oh, well, I was out back.
I see. Well, I've come to see the Browns' place.
Oh, well, let me call Bob.
Okay.
And see if they can show it to us now. Hello, Bob? Francois Clemens is here. Yes, he wants to see it already. All right, fine. We'll just come. Door's open? All right, fine. Okay, we'll see you in just a little bit. Bye. He said for us just to come over, that the door was open.
Okay.
And he'd be glad to, he and Judy will be glad to show you the place.
You know, Fred, I was wondering, what are the Browns really like? Do they like music a lot?
Oh, they like music. They like all sorts of things. You know, they're real artists like you. I think the thing I like best about the Browns is how friendly and welcoming they are to everybody who comes.
That's good.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Right in here. This way. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Fred.
Here's Francois.
Hi.
Hi,
nice
how are
you?
Again.
Fine.
Fred was telling me that you've got an extra room that you're willing to let me rent so that I can give voice lessons.
Right, and you're welcome to use the studio when we're not here. As a matter of fact, Judy's in the other room, and I think she can show you down the hall. Judy, do you want to come in for a moment?
Oh,
hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Francois.
How are you?
Fine.
You want to show me that extra room?
Sure, come on with me.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay.
And I've got to get back to restringing this marionette.
Which one is this?
Oh, this is Gus. I don't think you've seen him before.
Hi, Gus.
He's one of several clowns that we have in the show. And as soon as we get him all in shape here, there we are, I think we can show you what he does with this little balloon. Would you like to see that?
Oh,
that's his
sure
little red
I would.
Balloon.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you will hold this for me.
Sure.
I'll get up there on the puppet stage and take him back from you.
Okay, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
Ready?
I'm going to show Mr. Rogers what you can do.
All right.
Back him up a little bit. Okay.
beautiful. But how do you make the balloon go up?
Gus, do you think we should show him that?
I think so. I'll tell you what. If you look right down there behind Gus's foot, I think you can see a little bit of a rubber tube.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's right. You follow it right around, and there's something on the other end.
Oh, Bob Payne.
It's really me.
You were blowing
it up. Stage.
Oh, that is a great trick. So that's how your balloon gets blown up, Gus. I really like that.
Well, Judy and I were just talking, and it's going to work out just fine.
You like the room?
I like it a lot.
Oh, we're going to be so glad to have you around the neighborhood again.
I wish you could have seen this, Francois. This balloon was all deflated when they started out, and little by little, it looked as if the marionette was blowing it up. It was really Bob Payne who was blowing it up from here. Would you make him just do that one last time when he was...
Floating away?
Yeah, sure. It even looked as if he was swimming.
Okay, Gus, here we go.
Beautiful. Yeah, well, you'll stay in New York, won't you?
Yes,
and then come back and forth and teach here.
Right. Most of my work is there.
If you're going to be around, perhaps you could sing for some of our marionettes.
What do you mean?
Well, the marionettes don't sing or talk for themselves, really. We always have a person who does the talking or the singing for them. And I think it would be a marvelous idea.
Well, I'll try it sometime.
I would like to try it right now.
Right?
Come on.
Look, there's a juggling bear over there. Would you make it sing?
Okay. What could I sing?
What about It's Such a Good Feeling, you know, part of that song?
Okay.
Would you try that?
Yes.
Oh, good.
What's he do? Go up there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go on up there.
Juggling bear, you're going to get a great voice. You wait in here.
Okay.
Hi.
It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling to find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. Makes him seem like he's alive too, doesn't it?
That was nice.
That was really fun.
Well, I'm sure you all have things to discuss, and I'll go off. But thanks for showing me all this.
Okay, thank you for coming over, Fred.
Beautiful. All righty, bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
That was fun.
You know, a toy balloon couldn't take a real person up in the air. No. But sometimes it's fun to pretend things, even when you know they can't be real. Let's take some of these out to the sand table, okay? Some of our own pretend. It'd be nice in the sand. See them go around the tree. Pretend that the castle's right over here. Have the trolley go right by the castle. Ready for some make-believe? Okay. Here we go. To the neighborhood of make-believe.
Just meow, understand, meow.
Well, Henrietta, you know that Benjamin Franklin is his favorite hero.
Meow, no. Meow, 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 ever like this, meow, meow.
Well, maybe if we talk to X and get him to understand that,
Good day, lady and gentlemen. I think I will invent something more today.
Well, how are you, X, today?
I am not X. I am Benjamin Franklin.
Well, we know that you like and admire Benjamin Franklin, but we also know that you are X the Owl.
You must be mistaken, sir. Just call me Benjamin Franklin. Thank you very much. Thank you, lady, and good day.
You see meow, meow, me?
I certainly do.
Meow, 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 like it, meow, oh, meow.
Well, I'm sure you don't, Henrietta, but I'm also sure that X will find out how good it is to be himself, and then he'll want to be X again.
Meow, meow.
It looks as though Lady Elaine has really reached Jupiter.
Meow, meow.
Wow. Is she talking on the squawk box now?
Well, I expect her to any minute, but right now she's sending back some pictures. Come on over to the museum and see, okay?
Okay. Would you like to come too, Henrietta?
Sure. Yeah, I think meow would, meow. Meow,
okay.
Meow, 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 take me.
Sure, come on.
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay.
Come on, friends. This is exciting. Hi, Miss P.
Hello, Miss Billificate.
Startled me. Oh. I thought you came from Jupiter.
Oh, was there any news?
Well, it still looks like a little speck of paper up there, but it's coming nearer.
Is she talking on the squawk box now?
Not yet.
Calling neighborhood of make-believe. Can you hear me? Calling the neighborhood of make-believe.
Here we are, Lady Elaine. Oh, we've been so worried about you. We've been waiting to hear from you. We haven't heard for so long that we wondered what in the world you were doing or what outside the world you were doing.
If you'd be quiet for a minute, I'd tell you. Now, you say you were worried about me?
Oh, of course.
Well, how nice of you, but I'm fine. Now, tell me one thing. Do you see a paper in the sky somewhere?
Yes, but we don't know what it is.
Keep looking. Because I am sending you some pictures I've drawn with my paper and crayons of what I'm seeing up here.
Here comes one now.
Tell her it's about to drop into our arms.
It's about to drop into our arms, Lady Elaine.
I calculated just right then.
Here it comes. Oh. Well... I wonder what it is.
What is it, Lady Elaine?
It's a shell. I found it on the beach, and I drew a picture of it for you. How do you like it?
Well, it's great.
Very nice.
Meow, meow, hello for me, meow, Lady Elaine, will you?
Henrietta says to tell you hello, Lady Elaine.
Hello there, Henrietta. How's X?
Meow, meow, no.
Did I hear X the Owl's name being spoken somewhere?
Yes, all the way from the planet Jupiter.
Well, tell the planet Jupiter that it's Benjamin Franklin that's here.
Oh, you better tell him that, X.
Planet Jupiter, this is Benjamin Franklin talking.
Oh, come on, X. Here I am on Jupiter, and you're being Benjamin Franklin again.
I'm really Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin didn't have wings.
He had glasses, just like mine.
Benjamin Franklin didn't have feathers.
But he had a wig. Mm-hmm. He had a wig just like mine.
Anyway, nobody ever heard of Benjamin Franklin on Jupiter.
They didn't.
No, I asked them, and they didn't know his name.
Did they ever hear of X the Owl on Jupiter?
Sure. I've told them all about you and everybody else in make-believe. Sorry, I have to go now, friends. I'll be sending another picture any second now. I expect to come home tomorrow. I'm almost out of peanut butter sandwiches. So long.
Miss Belligan.
Another one.
What is it?
Picture of a peanut butter sandwich, I guess.
Like. Yeah, it does look like a peanut butter sandwich.
Say, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what
Lady Elaine said.
Meow, meow, here, X.
Sure, I heard.
Well, what did you make of that, X?
They didn't know Benjamin Franklin on Jupiter.
But they do know you, X.
Meow, anyway. Meow, you meow like, X. Meow, really like you meow best.
And it's you I like, too, X. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear.
Meow, meow.
But it's you I like, the way you are right now, the way down deep inside you.
Meow, meow, things meow hide you.
And not your toys, they're just beside you. 'Cause it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like.
Right.
Miss Polifica, could you help me take these glasses off, please?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh.
How about your wig?
That's good.
Keep that on, too?
Oh, well, yeah. I feel pretty good without them up. You could try the wig, too.
Right.
How do I look, everybody?
Now you're looking better.
You're
how
looking
about your
more
jacket?
Like X.
Yes,
good.
You are.
Okay.
I like
meow,
you more
X.
Like this.
Meow, really glad, meow, 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 meow. Meow, really glad, meow, you.
Boy, I can't wait till Lady Elaine gets back from the planet Jupiter.
Yeah, and that'll be tomorrow.
She said tomorrow, tomorrow.
That's right, friends. Tomorrow, and I expect a good welcome here. A swinging museum-go-round welcome at that museum-go-round.
Okay, we'll give it to her.
We'll give her a great welcome.
Swinging welcome. Swinging welcome.
Meow, 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 meow.
Everybody wishes you were somebody else once in a while. And it's fun to pretend that you are somebody else once in a while. But you were born who you are. And you'll never, ever be somebody else. No. And that's good. Because I like you just the way you are. Better clean up these shelves.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, hi, Mrs. McFeely.
I found the shell I told you about something special. It's a whelk shell.
Boy, is that a beauty.
Nice. Feel the inside. It's really smooth.
Nice. Beautiful shell.
And look at this.
What's that?
That is what these shells and the animals that live in them are born in.
They're born from things like this?
Mm-hmm. If you break one of these off, just break that one off right there.
It's part of it?
Mm-hmm. And crack it open. You'll see tiny, tiny little ones. Our grandchildren sent those to David.
Look at those tiny shells. They all come out like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. And then the little animals inside them grow, and they get bigger shells and bigger shells and bigger shells.
You know, I do believe that each one of these is different, too, even though they look very much the same.
Well, if you look closely, they're all different.
Certainly are. You hear a knock?
Yes, I do. Could there be somebody at your door?
Probably Francois Clements.
Okay.
Would you stay with Mrs. McFeely while I get him? Yeah. Be right back.
I like to scoop sand up. Do you? Pour it out.
Well, hello, Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, Francois Clements.
How are you?
It's been a while since we saw you.
Yes, it has been.
I told you about his setting up a studio here.
Yes, I think that's right.
Everything is going to be just fine. I'm so pleased.
Good.
I really am. You know, I could use some help from the McFeelys.
Oh, we'd be glad to help you, Francois. As a matter of fact, David was just saying the other day he hadn't seen you in a while. Would you mind coming over with me when I go home now?
Well, I'd love to come over. Thank you very much.
May I take my shell back?
Of course. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Okay. These little eggs. Would you like to come for supper, Mr. Rogers?
Thanks, Mrs. McFeely. I know what we're having at home, so I'll go.
Okay. Come on, Francois.
Okay.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Later. Bye.
Thanks for everything.
You bet. Glad
Bye-bye.
It worked out.
Sure enough.
I'll come another time, Miss McFeely.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. And this day gone quickly. I think I'll leave the shells in here, but I must put these back on the shelf inside. So, Francois Clemens is all set to set up his singing studio. And I'm all set to start thinking about tomorrow and what you and I will do together then. Will you sing with me? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. That's you yourself. You know, you look along the beach and you see all those different shells. Every one of them is different. Isn't that wonderful? Just like every person you see is different. I like you just the way you are. I liked you yesterday, I like you today, and I'll like you tomorrow. Sure, see you then. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.